be, you furnish your own feed or buy it from them, you know, and they call them wagon yards.
Pretty handy.
Oh, yes. A lot of fellas be coming through the country, you know, in their wagon and want to lay up for 2 or 3 days or something, put up there in the wagon yard, and they could do their own cooking in there and camp in there.
Oh.
It made it awful nice way back years ago, you know. See, we had no other way whatever for transportation. I well remember the first automobile I ever seen, I run for a half a quarter to get to see that. I knew it was a coming by. I was a mail carrier, I had it. And I just run my best to get to see that car.
Did you have a thing that went over the horse's head? Straps or anything for leading him?
Yeah, we had what we call a halter, you know. We put a halter on and you could lead him then with that. And all bridles that worked on workhorses had what they call a brand.
Uh-huh.
That run come over their eye here, you know, so they couldn't see back so well, see? And the blind bridle, we called them. Very few that's worked with what they call an open bridle. Mm-hmm. Open bridle is one without any blinds.
Uh-huh. Make the horses unruly if they...
Well, sometimes they'd get scared,
uh-huh.
You see. Could see back and see what was going on and get scared.
Did you have anything for breaking a horse? Anything, a type of halter for him?
Well, nothing, only just this regular harness and car and one main way that I got, you know, the harness on.
Uh-huh.
And I have before now, it's too young nose to get, you know, at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Never been hitched or nothing. And then bent to a wagon and have a good break on the wagon and then turn them loose, and I before now chained my front of my wagon tongue to a tree and get my young mules and get them hitched on each side, you know, they couldn't get away that way.
Yeah.
And then have somebody to unhitch the tongue from the tree and herd them out through there. I've done that before.
What did you call a horse on the left?
Well, that's what you call a horse. His right horse was called the near horse, and the other one's called the off horse. He'd be off from you. You're nearly always sitting on the right side, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they call that the near horse, and the other one the off horse. And they'd know people to know by that. Sometimes the horse wouldn't work only on the side he'd been broke to work on.
Is that right?
That's right. And sometimes it didn't make too much difference with some of them, and some of them just wouldn't work only on the same side.
Well, I'll be darned.
That's right.
A greenhorn like me, I'd have all sorts of trouble. I wouldn't be able to figure out.
Well, that's sure the truth now, no kidding. Some of them it didn't make too much difference, some of them made lots of difference.
Uh-huh. I had a lot of trouble learning how to get on a horse, even. Which side?
Which side to get on?
Yeah. Some horses, of course, I guess it didn't make any difference.
Well, I guess it really wouldn't make any particular difference. I always got on the left side.
Uh-huh.
Threw my right leg over, you know.
What did you do when you first moved here? Well, let's say you moved into virgin country that hadn't been settled. Clear land?
Well, now you take this country here, lots of this land been cleared since I come into this country.
Uh-huh.
A lot of it, I've cleared some land back over here myself.
What do you clear from it?
Well, you take the timber on it, see all this.